Sean Carter was born December 4th. 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 Sean Carter was born December 4th.
DJ Rampage.
Weighing in at 10 pounds, 8 ounces. He was the last of my four children.
Mix Show Madness, turn me up.
And who didn't give me any...
The Radio Killer.
Gave birth to him. And that's how I knew that he was a special child. Child.
Hi, baby. What's wrong? You look like...
Hold up, DJ Rampage.
Bring that one back from the top.
Sean Carter was born December 4th.
Let's go.
In at 10 pounds, 8 ounces. He was a
Mix Show Madness.
Children. The only one who didn't.
I'm in my crates heavy.
When I gave birth to him. And that's how.
Ride with me.
Knew that he was a special child. Child.
Hi, baby. What's wrong? You look like you lost your best friend. Tell me. Is it something that I've done again? You look like you lost your best friend.
They say they never really miss you till you dead or you gone. So on that note, I'm leaving after the song. So you ain't gotta feel no way about Jay so long. But at least let me tell you why I'm this way. Hold on. I was conceived by Gloria Carter and Agnes Reeves, who made love under the sycamore tree, which makes me a more sicker MC. And my mama would claim at 10 pounds when I was born, I didn't give her no pain. I flowed through the years, I gave her her fair share. I gave her first real scare. I made it for birth when I got here. She knows my purpose wasn't purpose. I ain't perfect, I care, but I feel worthless cause my shirts wasn't matching my gear. Now I'm just scratching the surface cause what's buried under there was a kid torn apart once his pop disappeared. I went to school, got good grades, could behave when I wanted, but I had demons deep inside that were raised when confronted. Hold on.
Sean was a very shy
back
guy.
On the Rubicon, he was in healthcare sports. For the culture. Hosted by yours truly, the illustrious James Lewis. Shout out to my big bro DJ Rampage, always coming through with the crates. I haven't heard the Black Album. I need to throw that on and whip later on this afternoon when I'm pushing the G wagon around Nashville on the Briley Parkway. This was. Black Album, I think, was probably Jay-Z's third best album, maybe his fourth. It was in the upper tier. Jay-Z's had some duds. I know he's considered to be the GOAT by most hip-hop historians. And I'm not going to disrespect Jay-Z, but he's had some of his albums are when you look back on the catalog. But Black Album, American Gangster, and of course Volume 1, Volume 2, Reasonable Doubt, Blueprint. His highs were extraordinarily high. I'm reading this. I'm going to go to CBSNews.com. As more Americans turn to weight loss drugs, the U.S. adult obesity rate is declining. According to new survey data from Gallup, the data published last Tuesday showed the obesity rate amongst participants has gradually declined to 37% in late 2025 after previously hitting a record high of almost 40% in 2022. Now, we're in the middle of sidebar. We're in the middle of COVID. And I've said on this show, the worst thing that I saw during COVID, because I started losing weight during COVID. And the worst thing I saw was Dr. Sanjay Gupta. And I don't have no dog in the fight against Dr. Gupta. But he was telling people not to go jogging and not go outside during COVID. He was like, if you're out jogging and somebody was out here 10 minutes ago and they had sweat droplets in the air, you catch COVID and die. I was just like, nah, that didn't make no sense, bro. I'm not better off being in my house as a recluse for 15 consecutive months than I am being outside. I was like, at the time I lived in Arizona. It's like, I live outside. I live somewhere where you can go outside, where it's warm outside all year around. I'm gonna spend as much time outdoors as possible. I get it. Might not be smart to go to church, to go to large events with family. Definitely not to go to a concert, to go to some of the things. I know some states manage COVID differently than others. But don't tell me that it doesn't make sense to go out and go for a walk or go for a run. I'm not buying that. So, of course, people It says it was 17,000 adults that were surveyed in the survey. Don't try to let me assume, put in my mind, you know, mind control. Don't tell me that I'm better off not going outside and not getting any exercise for 2 years. Don't give me that. Back to the article. This is a statistically meaningful decrease, representing an estimated 7.6 million fewer obese adults compared with 3 years ago, the report noted. In the report, obesity was defined using the federal standard of having a BMI of 30 or above. The report also explored the simultaneous increase in GLP-1 drug usage for weight loss, including drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. These drugs were also used to treat type 2 diabetes, which the report noticed was still at an all-time high, with 13.8% of Gallup's well-being index participants saying they've been diagnosed with the chronic disease. So almost 14% of individuals in this poll have diabetes. Going further into the article, despite the reported decline in obesity rates, the United States continues to exceed many Western countries in weight, the report pointed out, but expanding access to the weight loss treatments may be a factor in the obesity decline becoming a lasting trend, the authors note. It's an interesting dichotomy because I believe that in America, whatever you have to do, we've seen with Serena Williams, we've seen with Lizzo, we've seen with people that are stars, people that are public figures. President Trump has talked about, quote, the fat shot. So we've seen people who are public figures that have either taken Wegovy or taken one of these medications, Ozempic, and we see a lot of celebrities, they've lost a lot of weight. I think that some people have abused it. They may have lost too much weight. People lose muscle. But we see this, and there's kind of this culture where somebody loses weight because they, you know, lose 30 pounds because they're on Ozempic. We don't really respect that. It's like, well, you lost the weight, but you were on Ozempic. As us saying that, we're still fat and out of shape. This person lost weight. This person is 30 pounds down. This person is healthier. This person is moving faster. This person is having better numbers when they go to the doctor. But we criticize them because we don't think that their weight loss meets our expectations because they use some type of cheat, some type of drug, some type of third party, some type of PED to lose the weight. And I kind of understand it. You know, you're in a battle for your life. It's your body. You get one body. You get one set of legs. You get one set of eyes. You get two hands. You get one pancreas. You get two kidneys. It's your body. Whatever you have to do to put your body in the best position it can be to optimize your life and your health and be here for your family and be able to be active and to be active for your spouse or your partner, I'm fully supportive of this. And that's one part of the dichotomy. But the other, I will say this going to my grave, in the United States, because I've lived outside of this country. You go to other parts of the world, there's not a Tim Hortons next to a Dunkin' Donuts, next to a Krispy Kreme, next to a McDonald's, next to a Wendy's, next to a Chick-fil-A in other countries. You don't see that. And I'm literally talking about What's going on in front of the Rivergate Mall, where I live right up the street from Rivergate Mall in suburban Nashville, Tennessee. Those are the stores that I basically drive by on my way to get gas every day. You have on every corner of the United States. And then you got 7-Eleven as a gas station, and they're selling a Slurpee and two donuts for $3. In America, to me, that's the issue, is we have a Starbucks on every corner. We put more sugar into our bodies. We put more bread into our bodies. We put more dyes into our bodies. I was making fun of RFK a little bit earlier on the show, but one thing about RFK, I agree with, he talks about the dyes and he talks about all of the colorings and stuff that we have in food and how that stuff is killing us. And I agree. So you can take Wegovy, you can take all of these different drugs. You can take Ozempic. But isn't the real problem the diet? Isn't the real problem how we eat? Isn't the real problem that we think it's okay to drink a 44-ounce Coca-Cola at 7-Eleven. When I was in Korea, I'll never forget, it's one of the most embarrassing stories of my life. When I was in Korea, and I'm in this program as part of my master's degree, I'm in Korea, I'm with my host family. And I had a taste for some grape juice. I don't really drink juice anymore. This was 15 years ago. But I had a taste for some grape juice, and I walked to the local mom and pop store, and I got a liter bottle of grape juice. And so I brought it back home. Everybody put their cups out. They thought I had brought grape juice for the whole family. And it was a liter. And I proceeded to take that liter of grape juice to the head. Because to me, a liter of grape juice was a serving for one. And in Seoul, Korea, a liter of grape juice is a serving for a whole family. People don't drink more than 4 to 6 ounces of juice with a meal. And the mortified look on the faces of the people that I was staying with, they were embarrassed for me. They were embarrassed by me. They could not believe that someone would be so greedy and opulent to take a whole liter of grape juice to the head. But that was normal for me. That was normal for me. And that kind of shows American culture versus global culture, and why we struggle with obesity, and why we struggle with hypertension, and why we struggle with type 2 diabetes. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon, in 3, 2, 1.
Hypertension and heart disease, autism, postpartum depression, breast cancer awareness, insurance premiums, HIV testing, root canals, racism, sexism, medicinal marijuana, risk management, yoga, food deserts, Medicare and Medicaid services, domestic violence, obesity, anxiety and depression, DEI, alcoholism, insulin, dopamine addiction, big pharma, and of course, politics. The Rubicon, healthcare for the culture. Sirius XM 141 HUR Voices is now airing both The Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lance J Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lance J Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
When you live with diabetes, progress is having your coffee like you like it, without an audience. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor tracks your glucose in real time, so everyone else doesn't have to. And over time, it can help lower your A1C. Confident choices for more control of your life. This is progress. Learn more and try for free at freestylelibre.us.